The actors gather on the first floor of Ketchikan's airport to meet Justin Freeman, visual information specialist with Alaska State Troopers. We have to wait for Transportation Security Administration officers to let us head up to the gate. In the meantime, Freeman makes sure everyone signs a release as he talks over the plan.
Did everybody see the storyboard? Okay. We'll shoot a few more shots than what are in that. Somebody else is in charge of the voiceover for this, so if they change things on me, I want to be able to deal with that.
A storyboard is a map of sorts, showing the footage Freeman plans to shoot before the next plane is due to land. One of the local stars of this public service video is Troopers drug investigator Larry Duran. During the shoot, he and his dog Misty will bust a drug runner, played by local Alaska State Troopers dispatcher Steve Hayburn. Freeman and Duran talk a little about whether Hayburn looked enough like a drug dealer in his loose, comfy tracksuit.
But like hoodies and ball caps and, you know, this kind of...
They come in all ages, all races, all walks of life, so... Steve, he's our yuppie version.
Well, if I were going to move drugs, I would try to look all clean cut.
Yeah, you know, normal. The opposite. Don't want to call attention to yourself.
Right, exactly. Not that I would ever do such a thing.
Duran gives everyone a briefing about Misty, a Belgian Malinois, who he says is not aggressive, but quite motivated, especially by toys, or anything that might be a toy.
You may have something in your hand that looks like a toy to her, or she could make it a toy. Like the fuzzy thing at the end of her microphone could be perceived by her as a toy.
Got it. No waving the microphone in front of the drug dog. We can head up to the gate now, but are warned to stay together and not interact with any screened passengers. In the gangway tunnel, Freeman sets up his tripod and video equipment and organizes a shot of passengers disembarking. There isn't really a plane at the end of the tunnel, but that won't be obvious in the shot.
Steve will be in front of you guys, and we'll have the family in front of.
Hey.
So I think that's poignant. You know, like here's this family with kids, and then here we have the drug dealer, and that's really a big bummer. So. It's drama too, right?
Everyone gets into place: families, couples, individuals, drug runner.
Okay, ready? Action. Cut. Go ahead and reset. I'm going to get a couple of different versions.
Ooh, this is fun.
Very exciting, I know. Is it everything you hoped it would be?
They did maybe half a dozen takes on the gangway, including a couple where the actors picked up their rolling luggage so it wouldn't make a noise hitting the metal seam in the floor. Then they moved into the terminal for the next shot. This is where Duran and Misty the dog first confront the drug dealer. Misty isn't visible in this shot, so she's still out in Duran's car. But Hayburn has to pretend to see her and be concerned.
And then normally, like I said, I would just say, hey, I'm Investigator Duran with the troopers. Would you mind if we talk in private for a moment? And then I would just escort you.
And you're like, yeah, I guess. Like, you don't want to. Obviously, you know what the deal is. Yeah. So.
That shot also requires multiple takes. Then Duran goes to get Misty. Her first shot is footage of looking at Hayburn. Misty's special toy is a well-chewed blue Kong Wubba. As soon as it makes an appearance, Misty's focus is 200% on the toy. Duran hands the Wubba to Hayburn.
So I'd put that in your pocket. That'll make her kind of chill out. Otherwise, she'll get spoiled up here and start barking in a moment, wanting to play. I know, it's about to get real, isn't it, dog?
With Misty completely focused on Hayburn, that shot goes fast. Then there's a close-up of her walking next to Duran. Duran, Hayburn, and Misty headed toward a private room where the search will be filmed, and then the search scene where Misty and Duran find the drug dealer's stash. Freeman says the video was requested by Governor Bill Walker's office, part of the governor's overall push against opioids and other illegal drugs hitting Alaska's communities.
And if it's effective, and if we reach the right people with it, then we have fewer drugs. So that's good. You know, that's the point.
For the Ketchikan actors involved, it also was just fun. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.